on the show. We got rid of the rundown since the Bryant story is fairly fresh over the last couple of hours, and maybe you're just finding out as you're getting ready to go to lunch of what's going on. But the arbitrator or the arbiter, is it arbitrator or arbiter? The arbiter sided with baseball and with the Cubs, that he still has 2 years of control under the Cubs before he becomes a free agent. So theoretically, he now becomes an easier person to trade because there's more value in having a player like Chris Bryant for 2 years versus having a player for 1 year. So it might mean that the Cubs can get their farm system at least partially stocked back up because they can trade Bryant for prospects. Then we have to have the discussion of, is that really what you want to do? But considering the luxury tax implications of the Cubs having Chris Bryant on their roster for the next 2 years, from a business standpoint, I understand why the Cubs would be interested in doing that. From a baseball standpoint, and from the standpoint of what the Cubs have talked about since Theo and Jed got here, is that you were supposed to have these dynamic young players, and the dynamic young players were supposed to grow up together, and when they grew up together, you were going to be able to pay them. It strikes me as that this is the type of player that you would want to pay long term to be with your franchise for a long time. And I know that there are people who disagree with me, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with my stance that I think that Chris Bryant's a great player, and it's going to be hard for you to convince me that he's not. But I understand that there are people who think, well, maybe he hasn't completely maximized who he is as a player yet, but it's really going to suck if you see that maximizing happening somewhere else, in my opinion. Like, that's the thing that I don't think that they should be in a hurry. I think that the deal has to be knock me out good if you're going.